A Deputy Minister of Finance, Fifi Kweti, says it is true that government has had some challenges with how the cedi performed against foreign currencies. But he said government and the Bank of Ghana have put in place policies to check the depreciation. Speaking to Radio Ghana, Mr. Kweti said the policies are yielding results as the cedi has started gaining some strength vis-à-vis the dollar.
The fundamental issue, as you rightly pointed out, has to do with the fact that as a nation, we need to address the long-term issues relating to how much we export and how much we import. We have a nation where majority of people believe that the quick way of making money is to import. You always are going to have a situation where there's going to be pressure on your currency, much more demand for foreign currency, and that's going to put pressure on your local currency. But let's look at some of the things that happened. In 2008, the currency depreciated by 20%. Now, it actually would have been far more, but for the fact that the NPP resorted to the sale of Ghana Telecom and also to literally bringing down the reserves of the country from about 3 months of import cover to about 1.8 months of import cover. And that was what they managed to use to be able to hold it. Now, it is true that this year we've had quite some challenge, but we still, from January up to May ending, the depreciation was about 15%. Now, if you're watching what had happened in the last 3 weeks of this month of June, actually, we'll notice, as far as the average interbank is concerned, there is actually a marginal appreciation in the cedi, meaning the cedi has started gaining some strength vis-à-vis the dollar.
Deputy Minister of Finance, Fifi Kweti. Members of the opposition NPP continue to blame government's mismanagement of the economy for the depreciation of the cedi. The latest, a member of the NPP's economic team, Kweku Kwarteng, says government's strategy of addressing the issue is to make political gains in this year's elections. He says government must deal with the fundamental problem of production and not stabilizing the cedi. He spoke to Agatha Samoa.
The government focus in dealing with this matter is a certain short-termist approach to achieve stability in an election year to say, yes, we've been able to stabilize the cedi. I mean, the strategies we're discussing now, that mopping up excess liquidity, you're doing it at a certain cost. I want to understand what government imagines the cost to be. The government's attitude for me, it's more about just stabilizing the cedi. I mean, going to charge money on forex deposits. So what? I guess would not deposit. I can still change into foreign exchange if I find that necessary and just keep them under my bed. In that case, that money is not accessible to reduce the pressure on your local currency. Again, for me, that is a wrong strategy. Besides, you never know why people are keeping money in their forex account. Some of us depend on remittances. If remittances come and you want to keep it in your account for some time and eat it more small, government saying I'm going to charge you tax on it. So we are not dealing, in my opinion, with the fundamental problem. And I worry that these strategies in the long term will fail.
A member of the NPP's economic team, Kweku Kwarteng.